If you broke this radio station in half,
you'd find Shropshire written right through the middle.
Proud to be part of your county.
BBC Radio Shropshire.
24 minutes to 8, it's breakfast on BBC Radio Shropshire. GCSE results are out this morning, a nervous time for students all over Shropshire and all over the country. But plenty of options if you don't want to go into further education, as our next guest is going to prove to you. Rosie Hawkins is from Ludlow. She's one of many who decided to go down the apprenticeship route. Rosie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you did your GCSEs and you did A-levels, didn't
yes.
you? But then you decided that you'd had enough of education.
Yeah, I had a job part-time with Hendra House during college to earn some money. And then I sort of asked if I could sort of come on the care side. And Vince said if I could take to it like duck to water, then I could have an apprenticeship and I must have done something good.
So you did?
Yeah.
So tell me about Hendra House. This is in Ludlow, is it?
It is, yes.
And it's a care home, is it?
It's, yeah, an elderly residential care home, yes.
Right, how big is it?
It's about 28 residents.
Right, so you were doing a bit of spare time work experience, if you like, there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, in the
you?
Kitchen I was, but I dealt with all the elderly residents as well, had that experience with them.
Right. So now what? You're doing an apprenticeship in what then?
In health and social care. It's working towards an NVQ, level 3 at the moment. There's talk of going on to a level 4 afterwards as well.
And how long is the apprenticeship?
For the NVQ, it's 12 months on that. And then there's my other NVQs to go on to, the higher levels as well, so...
So this was a preferred option for you rather
Definitely,
than doing
yeah.
more education?
Yeah, it's that you can train on the job and develop the skills on the job and you can put them into practice in the workplace rather than sitting in a sort of classroom and doing assignments towards a degree. There's also the fact you can earn and learn within apprenticeship, which is good for young people nowadays. It is a struggle. And if you go to university, you have to take a student loan out and spend the rest of your years paying that off. And also, when you come out of uni, there's no guarantee of getting a job, whereas with the apprenticeship, you're already on the job.
You are doing a job. That is it. Yeah. What about your friends and what about people in the education sphere that you were in? Did any of them say what you're doing that for? You ought to be doing something.
Not
else.
Really. No. But it's quite like me against all of my friends at the moment, because I'm the only one that's sort of staying in Ludlow doing an apprenticeship and every single one of my friends has gone off to university. So there is that bit of a divide.
Do you feel sometimes you might be missing out?
Not really.
You're a home girl, are you?
Yeah. So I have to be at home. Yeah, I wasn't really up for moving away and spending all that money on university and yeah. I'm quite happy where I am, to be honest.
Good. And happy doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Definitely.
OK. Let's bring in Sue Husband, who's the director of the National Apprenticeship Service. Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that's an advert for you if ever I heard one, isn't it?
Well, it's really refreshing, isn't it? It's lovely to hear from somebody like Rosie, who's really bright and has taken a really sort of positive step to choose to do an apprenticeship, which just sounds absolutely perfect for her. And I'd love her to be taking care of me when I was older. So sounds like you've got a really good fit for the job that you're doing, Rosie. So well done to you.
Are you finding more and more people are taking up apprenticeships these days? They're coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're becoming increasingly popular, and we have at the moment around 850,000 people who are, like Rosie, earning but carrying on learning. And I think that's the key message to get out to young people today, is it's an opportunity for you to continue to learn but also to get into a job that, you know, much like Rosie's already said, that you've got this opportunity to progress within and continue to learn.
Is there any evidence that the rising cost of education has made them more attractive?
Well, I think what's actually making apprenticeships more attractive is the fact that they are in businesses that people want to work for, that the fact that apprenticeships now are business-led, so they are absolutely being shaped to make sure that those young people are learning the skills that they need to do a great job and to have the opportunity to not only get into that business but to really progress and go far.
And what's your advice for somebody who's considering an apprenticeship? And then maybe, you see, other people might try to steer them away and say, no, you want to go to university, you want to get a degree, you'll get a better job that way.
Yeah, and I think the most important message to young people today is just to do your research. And I think that's clearly something that Rosie's done, but find out as much as you can. So that might mean talking to your parents, talking to friends, talking to your teachers, but also getting some impartial and expert advice. So one of the things I'd suggest they do is visit the National Careers Service website, but they may also want to speak to somebody to get some impartial advice, and that's another thing I'd recommend. And the National Careers Service has a confidential line that they can call, which is 0800 100 900. But if they're actually pretty sure that they are considering an apprenticeship, then I would say that they should go to gov.uk and search apprenticeships. And the great thing is they can actually find out as much as they need to about apprenticeships. There are about the 170 industries that now offer apprenticeships. There's over 1,500 job roles. But they can also hear from some of our apprentices telling them why they love their apprenticeship and what they've gained from it.
What does an employer get out of this, though? Because it's not just cheap labour for a couple of years, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Apprenticeships are a real investment from the employer too. But what employers say to us they get from it is bright young people who are really enthusiastic, really want to get on. And they help improve productivity in the businesses too. But also, 90% of apprentices stay in employment after their apprenticeship, and 7 in 10 of them stay with the employer. So they're developing their own future workforce.
Sue, thank you very much. Sue Husband is Director of the National Apprenticeship Service. Back to Rosie. Are you working today?
Not today, no. The day off today.
Day off today?
Yeah.
Nicely planned, I reckon. Hey?
Still up early, though. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you very much. It's great that you came in to see us from Ludlow.
No problem,
thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And there we are, a great advert for apprenticeships. That's Rosie Hawkins, who's doing her apprenticeship in healthcare, wasn't it? Was that healthcare?
Health and social care.
Health and social care, that's right. And Sue Husband, Director of the National Apprenticeship Service.
You should come back in couple of years and tell us how you're getting on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that will be a great idea. We're not just saying that.
How far I've gone,
yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Say, oi, they said. Yeah. You know, by
2 years. What's the date today?
20th of August, 2017. By which time, me and Claire will be doing other things somewhere else. And we go, well, we can't remember those two. But, love to see you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
BBC Radio Shropshire with Eric Smith and Claire Ashford.